The Obama administration this last Friday proposed a new antitrust rule for the meat industry that will prohibit meat packers from showing preference to big feedlots rather than buying from small producers, and that will also make it easier for producers to be able to file suits under the Packers and Stockyards Act. We get a little overview of this proposal from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, as described by our friend and colleague Stuart Doan.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the draft regulation provides significant new protections for producers against unfair, fraudulent, or retaliatory practices.
This is an important part of our effort to expand opportunity within rural communities. Not only do we want to expand markets through exports and creating additional local markets, but we want to make sure that the markets that do exist are fair, reasonable, competitive, and transparent.
Among other things, the proposed rule defines undue or unreasonable preferences or advantages, spells out which practices are unfair, discriminatory, or deceptive, prohibits packers from buying and selling livestock to each other, establishes new protections for contract growers required to make costly housing upgrades, and outlines new protections so that producers can remedy a breach of contract.
Now, we think that these contracts need to provide specific language that conspicuously provides producers the right under circumstances to decline arbitration. This should not be a one-sided responsibility. It should be something that the parties jointly agree to do or jointly agree not to do.
A 60-day public comment period on the proposed reforms opens Tuesday. I'm Stuart Doan reporting.
Thank you, Stuart. Now, Secretary Vilsack acknowledged that many of the marketing reforms apply specifically to the vertically integrated poultry industry. Over at the National Chicken Council, spokesman Richard Loeb said that the draft regulation appears to be one-sided, unrealistic, and not in accordance with court rulings.
This is going to make a complicated situation even more complicated and is going to invite just tons of litigation, because the courts have repeatedly ruled just the other way. They have ruled that in order to have a successful lawsuit under the Packers and Stockyards Act, you have to show that there is some anti-competitive impact. It's not just that, you know, the grower didn't like the feed he got or something, but that this has to affect competition on a higher level. And USDA is saying, no, that's not right. You know, we don't agree with the courts, and they're going to have to look at this again. They say that pretty much specifically.
One section of the rule that's immediately controversial is that under the 1921 Packers and Stockyards Act, the foundation of the Ag Department's Fair Play Rules, growers can show a practice is unfair without having to provide anti-competitive intent. National Chicken Council says that this is going to be inviting lawsuits by taking a position contrary to a series of court decisions. USDA admits that the new rule may prompt judicial re-examination of this issue. I guess that means they're going to get challenged in court. According to the American Meat Institute, they don't like it particularly. They say that in the face of repeated judicial rejection of their arguments, USDA is engaging in a regulatory in-run and attempting to change the law through administrative fiat. Small farm groups are applauding the proposed rule. As long as the companies can arbitrarily cut off deliveries of birds to contract growers or cancel growers' contracts at any time, we'll always be at the mercy of the company's whims, according to Mike Weaver, president of the Contract Poultry Growers Association of the Virginias. The rule is scheduled to appear in the Federal Register this week to open a 30-day comment period that's one of the last steps to issuing the new regulation. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.